We are here with head golf coach Bruce Hepler as he begins his 28th year on the flats with a team that has been ranked number three or four, depending on whose opinion you respect, heading into your first tournament. This weekend, Coach, you knew you had a good team coming back because you have everybody, every starter back, and you've made some good additions to it. And I would assume your anticipation level was pretty high without getting a number three or four preseason ranking announced a couple of days ahead of your first tournament. What is that? Is the expectation too high? Is it, you know, what's the mindset now that you know what people think of your team?
Well, I guess the question is that through sheer attrition from people who left college last year, or if they actually think we've gotten better. But again, rankings don't win tournaments. Doesn't dictate how the year goes. I guess it's some sign of respect or whatever, but I think it's just a lot of it's we've got an older group now, and people lost guys who finished ahead of us in the rankings last year, and so that may be where some of the ascension is. And then our guys having, you know, very positive summers and stuff. So that'll be good till about Friday morning at 8 o'clock in Scottsdale, and then it doesn't matter anymore. So well, I guess whatever that is for 2 or 3 days, it'll be so.
I would think your anticipation level was probably pretty high already, though, right?
Yeah, just to be where you finished the year ranked 10th in the country, and you see the graduations, and we have everyone returning. So I figured it would certainly be, you would guess it would have been a top 10 ranking, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of an instance where one of your teams was ranked that high preseason going in?
No, I can't. I think some of those, you know, the Kuchar Mulder group, and then with Troy and Chris and those guys that finished runner-ups in 2002 or whatever that was, probably would have been ranked that high, although I don't know that team. We started winning golf week and won every event in the spring, so we might not have been that high starting out with those guys. So don't know how long they've been doing this, so maybe since they've been doing it, maybe the highest ever.
Do you think do you think your guys care about that?
Oh, I'm sure they probably do. And I, to be honest with you, I used to a lot. But you just run into other things and realize it doesn't matter. And that, again, that goes outside of controllables. And that's what other people think. And they've been wrong before, either high or low on a lot of people. So, like I said, maybe it's, you know, I think what we've got to do is we've got to be, I think for us to be at that level, we've got to be a little more consistent. I think we need some guys who have been around for a while now and have proven that at times they can be ultra elite. But I think if you look back, the teams who are that way, those guys show up every round, every day, every tournament. And as far as this group goes, no one's really done that yet. And some really incredible play and some finishes, but if we're going to be at that level, then some of these older guys who've shown that they can do it, it just needs to be more consistent, because those are the teams the last 5 or 6 years that have gotten to match play and really dominated college golf. As we say, they just got to be dudes.
Can you think of any significant events, developments over the summertime with these guys that give you more confidence about the way they can play this year?
You know, some of it's from the guys that were, you know, wouldn't be considered a thought that they might be in the lineup, you know, right out of the gate. To have Aiden Kramer beat Andy Mao in a playoff for the Rice Planters, and then, you know, Andy turn around and win the Southeastern, and those kind of things. So those guys, you know, for them, I'm sure those were big moments. But then just to kind of watch some guys at the Western, which is arguably maybe the second most talented field in amateur golf, and then to have three guys roll through into match play at the U.S. Amateur, that wasn't just every college team having those guys. So those are USAM's, that's a challenge. You already invite the top 50 in the world are exempt, and there's only 64 places for match play. So I think that was hopefully big for those guys. I think Bartley went up there a year ago to be happy to play in the U.S. Amateur. Mm-hmm. And I think this year he went up to make match play, which he did. And so I think it's just all of those things add up to where each guy individually feels a little bit better about himself. And, you know, then you have, you know, Bart win the Monroe. And yeah, I think hopefully that's been a growing experience for them individually. And then they look around at each other and go, hey, you know, if we work hard and do the things we need to, then all that put together should produce a really good team.
And talk about Bart in particular for a minute and how far he's come since last year's amateur to this year's amateur.
Yeah, he's had it, you know, he obviously wins the tournament in Puerto Rico, kind of what most people would consider out of nowhere, because he's supposed to be playing on the individual tournament and Noah got injured. He's just done, he's been very, very, very coachable. Kind of got in the weight room, and I think he said he came in, talked to him about it yesterday, came in here at 168, and now he weighs 190. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been a big part of his development, is his commitment to really taking care of himself physically. I think that's allowed him to swing the club more consistently the way he wants to, and so he's done that. And then we've had some serious conversations about some of his self-talk, which has not always been ideal. And both of those he took as coaching and not criticism. And I've been very, very impressed with his willingness to listen and try some things. And you know, you don't go from kind of chirping at yourself all day long every day to the next day just not doing it anymore. And it was almost instantaneous. And how he – and I think he buys into it now, because the way he birdies the last hole and then birdies three the last four to be an All-American, I think he's learned that – that's just using up energy. And much like we tell him, if you go to the bank and all you do is take your money out, then see the teller says you don't have any more. And if that happens before the round ends, then doesn't work very good. And so I think that's allowed him to have more energy. And you've only got so much in a day. And if you're using that, spilling gasoline all over the place, it just, you don't run out. And so those finishes and then, you know, to get caught, he had a big lead at Monroe, guy catches him. He might have just let that bother him so much, but, you know, he ends up making one from the fairway and wins the tournament. So I think he's maybe, you hope things happen to where they actually believe that you actually know something. And been very coachable, and just the physical development and the mental development. And he's become, you know, he's become an elite college player.
Can you think of a team that you've had that has this much experience under their collective belts heading into a season?
It's certainly as much as anyone that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think the talent beyond 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is probably is as good at any time. Not to remind them, but there was a year when Chris and Wes Latimer didn't go to Opelika with us. That was a great team. Mm-hmm. And so I think behind whatever the five are, there's going to be some pushing. Hiroshi, really nice summer, makes a cut in an Asian Tour event over there in Singapore. Has done some nice things, was really competitive at the Dogwood. And then Aiden Tran, who's just been pretty consistent out in California for a long time. We've been waiting for him to show up forever, it seems like, and rolled through and won the qualifying that we had. And so I think there's going to be push from every direction. Mm-hmm. But I still think one of the keys is, though, is that 1, 2, and 3, those guys got to become first, second, and third team All-Americans before we go to the tournament. That's what's – if you look at the national championship teams and those that have been into match play the last 5 or 6 years, they've had – 3 of those guys before the tournament started. And it's certainly there. They've grown up now and they've been around the block, and shouldn't be anything about inexperience because they play a lot of golf now.
And yet, with all that experience, you had a freshman crack your lineup for this first tournament. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've someone who walked into my office when he was 14 years old and from California, and they talked about wanting to maybe come to school here and didn't really even know. He just had been playing in a junior tournament up in Chateau Alain, and Drew had him stop by and didn't think much of it other than he sat in that chair you're sitting in and didn't allow his parents to do all the talking, which was pretty impressive, and just watched and watched and went out to California and was watching the older guys play at Junior World, and really couldn't see anything that made sense. And so went over and watched him go toe-to-toe with Mr. Summer Hayes, who's now at Arizona State after two wonderful years, go at it. And just saw someone who competed, who I think has incredible fundamentals and is arguably as good a student as we've ever recruited. And so before the rule changed, it got lucky. The rule changed where you couldn't talk to anybody about 4 months later. I just said, hey, I'm ready to shake hands. Whenever you are, there's no pressure or whatever. And I think once the word got out, their offers flew all over the place from California into Fresno, but he decided to take ours. So that may be over two years ago. Mm-hmm. And then we get in the scenario where then we couldn't talk to him for a year because they changed the when you could talk to guys. But he's a really good athlete. And it was interesting to watch him the last couple rounds. He's at Eastlake, where he had one round before he played there, and there's a lot of knowing what's going on over there. But he just gave me the impression that he thought he was there to finish first. And I think that says a lot about somebody, because, again, I don't care who's come in here. Everybody wonders, how do you fit in? How do I stack up? I've seen it. And for him to be out there on Saturday and Sunday on a golf course he really didn't know very well, and not be out front and to run everybody down with two nice rounds, especially the last one. I think it says a lot about himself. And again, it goes back to the whole conversation we've had before. How much does somebody believe in themselves? Mm-hmm. Something that's very, very hard to measure. Certainly hard to recruit. You don't know. You're not in their head. But he acted and walked around like, hey, I can do this. And he did, which I think bodes well for him, and over the time I've been here, anybody who kind of knocks the door down the first time has been pretty positive mm-hmm. careers. So it's encouraging, it's exciting.
In a nutshell, describe his game.
He's physically gifted. I mean, he drives it long and really, really straight. He's learned how he flights his irons. They're kind of measured, and he's pretty developed for a young guy. Mm-hmm. And I think he got going down the road of didn't thinking he was a very good putter. And so we visited about that last year in a tournament after the round and said, you just got to stop this. It looks like by the time you get to college, if you continue down this road, I said, you might as well get a T-shirt and put it on and go, I don't expect to make a putt all day, and wear it while you play, because that's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. So just try to get him turned around as to what really a good putter looks like and those kind of things. And he's come in here and made a lot of nice putts. And so the part of his game that I was slightly concerned about looks fine and was more than good enough to win the qualifying. Mm-hmm.
You had to play some gymnastics with your qualifying here because of you had three guys already in because of they made match play at the USAM. You had people traveling first weekend of school, which made qualifying very difficult for this first tournament. How did you navigate that? Talk in a short story.
Yeah.
How you navigated that?
Not ideal. Yeah. But how do you not let someone go play for their country?
Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. so, it really took up two weekends, not just one.
Yeah.
So we let those guys go over there and just told, obviously Christo was already going because of the amateur, but let Benjamin Reuter and Hiroshi know that obviously they couldn't play in this, and that part of it would be depending on, I guess, them being picked, how they did in Paris. Mm-hmm. And then we had the other six guys, and I want to get away from guys trying to finish fourth or fifth to make a five-man team, and so we set up a qualifier where there were three rounds at the golf club, and the winner got a spot. On the trip, and Aiden Kramer played really well, shot 10 under at golf club and won that. And then we had two rounds at Eastlake, and that was for another spot. And Adam Bratton played phenomenal. They haven't mowed any rough over there, and he shot 139 for two rounds, which is pretty special. So he got the other one, and then the five-round total winner went to Aiden Tran. So that's how those three guys go, which left it with two picks. And obviously Connor's played really well around here a long time. He's climbed up to like 70 in the world. And so picked him, and he's been part of two wins at the Maui Gym, I think, since he's been here. And then just really made a decision. Hiroshi beat Benjamin in Paris, and that was really the last. I don't know how you evaluate any other than head-to-head over there, so that's kind of how that worked out.
Right. Yeah.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing good things is how it ended up that way, so you just had to make it work.
Right. This is an event that you won last year. You had some guys shoot really low scores in this tournament last year. What do you expect this time?
I would assume I think it's been that way every time we've been there. I think the field is seriously ratcheted up. I think everybody's anticipating last year at Greyhawk, so go to Arizona and play some golf. I think they've added five or six really, really good teams. So I think this is the deepest field they probably had since they started the event. So it'll be really, really, really competitive. And I imagine you'll have to take the same kind of scoring, if not better, to win again.
Yeah. And it seems like most of the time when the golf course is tougher, we play better. When it's a low scoring situation, not always the case, but it was in this event last year.
Yeah, we can do a little bit of both. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason. I think it may be more what's hard about it.
Yeah.
Or what's easy about it. I think golf courses that are hard driving, we're really successful in that area. So I don't know that it's the whole course thing. It may be parts that are either hard or easy, and some, you know, every team has its own kind of strengths and weaknesses.
And there have been times when you've gone out there early and played a little extra golf ahead of this tournament. You're not going to get to do that this time, right?
No. You know, big game last night in Mercedes, and we all root for them. And it's kind of a fun thing to do as a group. So they were down there. And then obviously with those guys missing a week of school in Paris, we were able to go to school tomorrow and Wednesday before we leave to allow Christo and Hiroshi to kind of get back on their track ends. It just didn't make any sense. We've seen Greyhawk plenty. And it is extremely different come June. But we played it enough times now. I just didn't feel like that was necessary in the extra school and being able to go have some fun at Mercedes last night made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.